why McCook committed to college? I take it Jordan's being here for a couple of years. That probably, yeah. I take it, had a lot to do with it.
Honestly, not that much. I mean, it is nice to have her there, but at the same time, you know, coach made me feel welcome. The teammates made me feel welcome. It was just a place that, like, felt like home, and felt like it could be my next family for the next 2 years, and that's kind of why I chose it. Just kind of felt right to me.
Hey, did you have a chance to come down and catch a couple of matches in person?
Yeah, I did. You know, with my sister being there, I got to come watch, you know, I mean, last season and this season. Got to go to Region 9, got to catch a couple home games. Everyone I could go to, you know, I'm in season as well during that season, so it's kind of hard. But every weekend I had off, you know, make the trip up to McCook or, you know, Scotts Bluff or wherever they're playing and try and catch them play. So that was nice.
A 6'1" setter and attacker. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Coach Copsa, over the time I've known her, has always loved 6 foot setters. I mean, you had a great setter. Janie Summer had a great year, and she was pretty a tall setter. So she's always been fond of the tall setters.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a funny story about how I became a setter. My dad is 6'8", and all of my siblings are pretty tall. But when I was little, I was always, you know, tiny compared to them. I was always little, and so my dad didn't think I was going to be tall, so he was like, you should make her a libero. She's going to be short. And my mom's like, no, she's going to be tall. He's like, let her set for Jordan, because she's going to be tall. Let her be a tall setter. So my mom kind of trained me as a setter, and then Jordan hit off me while we were playing together, so that's kind of how that came about. But
you guys over the years have played, I take it, have trained with each other and played a lot. When you can, played a lot of volleyball together.
Yeah, tons of volleyball. You know, it's what we love. It's what we love to do together. A lot of fights, you know, come from that sometimes, but we get through it. And at the end of the day, it's what we both love to do. So
sounds like a pretty competitive family, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's definitely some competition there, but a little healthy competition never hurt anybody.
That's exactly right. How about your high school years? Did you have you feel like your high school team and everything did pretty good?
Yeah, so we won the state championship Jordan's senior year, my sophomore year. We were running a 6'2", me and another girl were setting. And that was just, you know, the time of my life, you know, playing with those girls is amazing. Moment I'll forever remember. Next season we didn't do as hot, but, you know, still a great team, a great program, and it was a lot of fun. High school volleyball is something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Did you play a lot of club ball too?
Yeah, so at one point, me and Jordan were doing AAU volleyball, and then we played with a Norco team, which is out of Colorado. We made our own Wyoming team. And then, you know, and just playing, and then playing basketball at the same time, you know. So, I mean, it gets a little, my schedule gets a little busy during that time, but it's always fun to get your hands on a ball and do whatever you can to stay involved.
Exactly. Play a little basketball and also soccer too, is that right?
Yes, I play soccer as well. You know, at high school, you know, I'm in a lot of clubs, a lot of activities, sports. I just try and stay involved. You know, high school, you only get it once, so I'm trying to make the most of it.
Very true. Did you have some other schools that were maybe in the kind of the mix you thought about going to besides McCook?
Yeah, for a while there, I actually had to extend my deadline with Coach Copsa because I just didn't know. I wasn't sure. It was between Black Hills State and McCook, and I was just on the fence. I couldn't make a decision. You know, I had lots of talks with my sister, lots of talks with my dad, and, you know, just the people that are closest to me at the school, and just trying to figure out what was going to be best for me. And at the end of the day, I decided that McCook was the place to be.
Well, I'm sure you made Coach Copsa's day when that decision, didn't you?
I actually told her when they were in LCCC, I went and I told her in person, and she was pretty excited.
I bet so. Yeah. You got some more club coming up this spring you're still playing, or are you done with that?
So our high school, we run an AAU club volleyball team, but they do not allow seniors to play.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're trying to get ready for the next season. But I played with a club team out of Casper last season and went to nationals with them in Phoenix. So we've been talking about kind of getting that group of juniors from last year that are seniors this year and just kind of playing together, just because most of our high schools don't allow seniors to play for AAU club ball. But if not, you know, I always like to get in the gym. My dad comes and tosses balls for me. He's not the best tosser, but we work with it. And, you know, we get through it and just try and keep my hands on a ball all the time.
Do you wish you had one more year of playing with your sister?
I wish I could play with her forever. She's an amazing athlete. She's an amazing sister. You know, teaches me so much. She's going to be a real asset for me, you know, helping me get ready for that college level. So I miss playing with her so much. You know, I was her setter in high school, so that was always fun. You know, my grandpa used to always say we'd block together sometimes for one rotation. He's like, that's a wall. They can't get through you two, the Jerome sisters. So, you know, that's something I miss, but, you know, I'll always cherish those moments.
Well, she's going to be down in Georgia. You're in Nebraska, so I know you'll probably still keep in touch a lot, won't you?
Yep. I mean, it's crazy to think that she's going to be so far away. You know, she's never been that far away from me. She's kind of my rock, so it's going to be hard, but I know we'll make it through it. We'll keep in touch, of course.
Yeah, it'll happen. What's your studies? What are you going to do study here?
I'm going to be a business major. I'm hoping to go into business administration and be an HR director at a hospital.
Okay.
So that's kind of my dream for now. You know, plans change. We'll see. But that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, you got the school year still to go, but I'm sure you'll be anxious. Yep. I take it probably sometime this summer to come down and do some stuff here at the college.
Yeah, I'm already anxious to get there. I actually thought about coming at semester and just playing spring ball, getting an early start. But at the end of the day, like I said, you only get high school once. So I decided to just stay and play basketball and finish out soccer for the last time. And I'm hoping to get up there, you know, early July and get started on my college career.